doctor, give me the news. I had to have almost 700 nails removed.
That's right, John. Bizarre story from the medical world. And we had a story last week about a kid that had shoved some magnets up his nose. Remember, he had the magnets in his nose.
Oh, one in each nostril, and they stuck together?
Yeah, and the two magnets stuck together like in his septum.
Yeah.
And they were locked in there, and they couldn't get them out. And then the surgeons, well, the doctor said, you know, we don't need to do surgery. Let's just get another magnet, and then we'll slowly but surely, you know, keep that magnet, you know, that connection there, and we'll slide them out of there. It took a couple hours. And they had to go to the magnets again here in Doctor, when surgeons at the Calcutta Medical College removed 639 nails weighing more than 1 kilogram. I don't know how much a kilogram is. How much is a kilogram compared to a pound?
You're talking the total mass? I mean, the total weight of all these?
The total weight of the 639 nails a 48-year-old man had in his stomach. He had swallowed the nails over a period of time, and he was suffering from, they say, some kind of schizophrenia deal. But he swallowed the nails and soil, so a bunch of dirt to go with it.
2 pounds of nails.
He had 2 pounds of nails in his stomach. They said they made a 10-centimeter incision in the abdomen and removed the nails using a magnet, and they also took out the soil that were in there. They say the surgery lasted about an hour and 45 minutes. The patient, no joke, the patient had been complaining about stomach pain since the last week of September, and then they were taken in for the x-rays where they revealed the nails.
Did he do it, and he did all this at once?
No, just over the course of time. But 2 to 2.5 inches long. So he had razor-sharp nails, 2.5 inches long. He swallowed 639 of them. They pulled out of his stomach. And they said, for some bizarre reason, it didn't cut open anything on the way down.
That's pretty impressive, because I got to have a pill splitter if it gets bigger, yes, bigger than an inch, you know?
Yeah, I know. There are members of my family that can't take certain medicines or like pills and things like that.
They have to be
ground up or broken down or broken in half.
I got a pill splitter at home. If it's of a certain size, I got to chop that thing up. Now, this guy is able to do you said the nails are 2 inches long?
Yeah. They said the nails had displaced his intestine. They were so heavy, they'd moved his intestines around. But they said that the nails are mostly bigger than 2 inches, quite sharp, and luckily there was no major perforation in the GI tract.
He must not have flown anywhere, because that certainly shows up when you're walking through security.
And then
you're reading that.
You got a belly full of 639 2-inch sharp nails.
You're TSA, and you see that guy come through, and you see all that metal showing up in his gut. He's not getting on a plane.
I think cutting him open and taking him out with a magnet's probably the best option he probably could have had, because any other options would have been a hell of a lot worse than that.
Doctor, give me the news. I had to have almost 700 nails removed.
The other option would ensure that he would never do it again.
Yeah. Or it ends up all in parts where it's not supposed to, all inside of him.